You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. The late commentator Archie MacDonald loved his kin in Nacogdoches, and he brought us closer to so many people who live in our region. But Archie loved the Deep South as a whole. He grew up here and knew its history through and through as a lifelong scholar and Regents Professor of History. So let's take a listen about where we live through Archie's eyes and consider his tidy top 10 list.
Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and boiling hammy, and that's what I like about the South. Tin Pan Alley's version of the South is not just gone with the wind. It never existed, though much of the nation considered it revealed truth until the 1960s. Phil Harris's fast-paced recitation of That's What I Like About the South, Is It True What They Say About Dixie, and Al Jolson's Mammy set the stage in the entertainment world for the acceptance of a romanticized image of the South during the first half of the 20th century. Not bad for an Ohioan and a New Yorker. Harris, Jolson, and others were successful because there is much to like about the South. Harris's list of table fare and Jolson's images of mother and home, built on the pre-Civil War foundation of composer Stephen Foster and the post-war Lost Cause mystique. My list considers a more modern South, one impacted by a Great Depression, a World War, and a half century of adjustment. Here are 10 things I like about the South, reflecting the age of that Yankee David Letterman, presented in reverse order. Number 10. Harris's love affair with the South about food is transferable. Others might call it soul food, but that means to me that greens and grits are good for the soul and great for the heart if you forego the bacon drippings in the greens and too much butter on the grits. Number 9. The cornbread at any Cracker Barrel restaurant. This defies the cholesterol warning, but some things are worth walking an extra mile. Number 8. The garden, in the South, means growing vegetables. Well, maybe not to apartment dwellers and a few who are too busy, but many of us watch the calendar for planting time in anticipation of vine-ripened tomatoes and corn on the cob boiled within an hour of harvest when the sugar is captured in the kernel. Number 7, air conditioning. No one really lived in the South before the Lord permitted this hint of heaven on earth. Conversely, on number 6, I'm happy when it gets cold enough in the winter to wear a sweater or jacket, even when it snows, because we never have to measure it in feet as they do in Buffalo. Number 5, contrary to the popular view, the South is the most racially integrated section of the nation. Maybe our de jure segregation had farther to go than others' de facto variety. We didn't always let it go with grace, and not everybody is pleased yet. But we have come closer to actualizing the constitutional provision for equal rights in the last 40 years than in the previous century. Athletics, I think, helped a lot. Number 4. I like to hear Southerners, some near as old as I, call their sires daddy. South folks also say mother more than mom, at least in my family. Number 3. I love our colorful politicians. I need only mention Edwin Edwards. Number 2. Iced tea. One can order this now in most of the nation, but only 30 years ago in Washington State, we had to order tea, which was hot, and a glass of ice, and make our own. This always provided entertainment for waitresses and those at adjacent tables. And the number one thing I like about the South. Did I mention air conditioning?